Hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for August the 2nd. Oh, my gosh, for August the 2nd. 3rd, August the 3rd. We're into August. Blue Water Bluegrass Festival's next weekend. Oh, my goodness. The 9th, 10th, and 11th out there at Medical Lake. Wow. Anyway, summer is in its autumn. And I'm Dan Marr. I'm your host. About, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 years back, Bruce Hornsby and Ricky Skaggs put out an album together, a studio album with some wonderful stuff, some wonderful mixture of contemporary and blue, whatever. But Ricky Skaggs and Bruce Hornsby could cook up. Ricky Skaggs is so instrumental in a lot of different ways of looking at bluegrass. And Bruce Hornsby had, since the late 80s, had been touring bluegrass festivals and hanging out with the bluegrass folks at Telluride and all this kind of thing, partly because of his work with the Dirt Band on their Circle 2 album. And I got him interested in bluegrass and what that was all about. And anyway, they came out with a live album. This is live from Omaha, Nebraska. And it's pretty good. It's basically Ricky Skaggs' Kentucky Thunder Band with Bruce Hornsby as guest pianist, and they do some of Hornsby's material, and it's pretty fun. Pretty fun. Check it out. This is awesome. Here we go. I think I got the right button pushed. There we go.
Man, they start booing you as soon as you walk out here.
It's tough to come to Omaha and get booed right away.
I'm telling you, man, just as soon as you walk out, listen to that.
Hey, man, I thought I'd get more of a welcome than that.
I know it.
That's tough.
I'll be nice to him tonight now.
About a crowd.
This is our last night of the tour, so we want to make it special.
That's right.
Omaha!
La-la. How my girls
can love.
Can love. Girl, you love, treat her right, never wrong.
I hope there's some bluegrass fans here tonight. Just music fans in general. So just great for us.
I hope they're fans of the long tradition of the piano and bluegrass tonight,
Absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yeah. Started about a year ago.
A long storied past.
Here's Toy Heart.
Strap it on, baby.
Well, in 1941, a happy father had a son. And by 1944, the father walked right out the door. And in 45, the mom and son were still alive. But who could tell in 46 if the two were to survive? Well, the years were passing quickly, but not fast enough for him. So he closed his eyes till 55, then he opened them up again. And when he looked around, he saw a clown, and the clown seemed very gay. And he said, I'd like to join that circus clown and run away. Oh-do-do-ho, la-dee-dee, la-da-dum-dee-da-dee-dye. Oh-do-do-ho, ra-pee-pee, la-da-dum-da-dee-dee-dee. Ra-dum-da-da-ba-dum-pee, wa-da-bum-ba-da-ba-dum. Well, he followed every railroad track and every highway sign. And he had a girl in each new town and the towns he left behind. And the open road was the only road he knew. But the color of his dream was slowly turning into blue. Then he met a girl, the kind of girl he'd wanted all his life. She was soft and kind and good to him, so he took her for his wife. And they got a house not far from town, and in a little while the girl had seen the doctor, and she came home with a smile. Now in 1961, a happy father had a son. And by 1964, the father walked right out the door. And in 65, the mom and son were still around. But what will happen to the boy when the circus comes to town?
It's good, it's very good.
Good song.
Thank you. another man's mind when all it sees at the hiring time is the line on the color bar. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe.
We just started playing this song, and Ricky just learned the words. And so,
actually, that's in the next track. Oh my goodness, that was awesome. Two men respecting each other's music and doing a good job in the interplay and everything that they... Can you imagine just the way they must have been looking at each other and doing what they did? Bruce Hornsby and Ricky Skaggs, live in Omaha. And wow, that was really, really something. In there... Because we can't play three tracks in a row, because of all you internet geeks being irresponsible in there and the recording industry being paranoid. In there, there was a Harry Nilsson cut, 1941. Harry Nilsson is a legend in that he's so musically diverse. And of course, he had a lot of pop hits. He wrote Everybody's Talking at Me and I Can't Live If Living Is Without You and... Some of those things, very, very pop, very, very musically diverse. A genius. But also very self-destructive. They say that a night out with Harry Nilsson was like a week. And a lot of drinking and a lot of all kinds of stuff. And I believe he's dead now, in his 50s. And I'm not sure about that, but I think he is. Anyway, the Columbia Music Record folks are releasing a box set of Harry Nilsson, who had such classic albums as Nilsson Smilsson and Son of Smilsson and that kind of thing. Really interesting stuff. And when you think of Nilsson, you think of Everybody's Talking, you think of I Can't Live, you think of Without Her and all those things. But I think the one thing that we really think about when we have fun... And they even talked about it on Wait, Don't Tell Me a couple weeks back, is this one. It's lasting. It's got longevity.
Ooh.
And he made a ton of money out of that song just by doing the same two verses over and over and over again in a different way and playing a C7th chord through the whole thing. And there you go, Harry Nilsson. There's going to be a big boxed set coming out of Nilsson's material. Not that there's that much of it, because I don't think there is, of what Harry Nilsson did over the years. And it would be interesting. I know that the Nilsson Schmielsson thing and all that was in the early 70s, and the son of Schmielsson and all that. But whatever happened to him later on, he did a lot of sort of schmaltzy jazz stuff and swing stuff, and I don't know where it all went after that. I really don't. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you on playlists at www.nwpr.org. Give us a couple of days to post it, because you never know. Sometimes it shows up just as the program is airing, and other times you just don't know. Alrighty? Taking a break. Coming right back. Hang on.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Fisher Systems, providing security systems for businesses and homes in the Quad Cities for over 50 years, including intrusion and fire alarms, surveillance cameras, and access control doors. Information online at fishersystems.com.
Partly cloudy skies today after some morning showers around the Palouse. High temperatures 74 in Pullman, 82 in Lewiston. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s, and tomorrow sunny with highs in the 80s to the lower 90s, and that should be the temperature expected for the coming week as well.
Jake Shibikamura. I think that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, played a lot of stuff from him a couple weeks back. Had to play more. He's got about 6 albums that are readily available. And I think there's some imports that are also easy to get, but they're like $50, $60, $70. The Ukulele Wizard. Oh, yes, indeed. 2 cuts now from Harry Chapin. The late Harry Chapin died of a heart attack on a freeway in about 1980, 81, something like that. Awesome songwriter. Knew the art of songwriting. Quirky and also very, 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 very dark at times. Very explicit, very detailed. And I want to play 2 cuts. First from this Road to Kingdom Come album, which came out in the late 70s, probably around 1976, 1977, 74, something like that. Maybe even earlier. No, I guess 76, maybe. Anyway, quirky little song, the title cut called The Road to Kingdom Come, and then after that, a tribute to the great Phil Oakes, Harry Chapin.
Smoke witch says wahoo, and the wise man says me too, and the guru says wazoo, so do what you do. The priest stand in their pulpits, the pope sits on his throne, the parishes are empty, and the choir boys on their own, until the second coming, yes, they're leaving us. And God in his heaven has decided to keep mum, because he's just another traveler on the road to kingdom come. When all is said and done, he's just another one. Ah, pity Mr. President, he can't do a thing. He says everywhere he went, we've tried to make him sing. Our lonely White House resident says we should have made him king. Maybe then he could have saved us from the truth we're hiding from. But he's just another traveler on the road to kingdom come. When all is said and done, he was just another one. General's in his game room, but his soldier won't salute. Ever since he was promoted, he can't pop his chute. His shrink says he is paranoid about communistic roots. So unfurl the flag, boys, start beating his drum. We've got to get another straggler on the road to kingdom come. When all is said and done, he was just another one. Yes, another one. And the smoke witch says wahoo, and the wise man says me too, and the guru says wazoo, so do what you do. Wow! The lead singer's raucous as he screams out the truth. Then the band holds a caucus and decides to sell their youth. Our manager, he'll hawk us as long as we're uncouth. And we'll call it revolution, but we'll crank out bubble gum, cause that's the marching tune for travelers on the road to kingdom come. When all is said and done, we're just some other ones.
Yeah.
Grandpa swung into the orchard. It was his last hope. He was dressed to the nines in deodorant and scope. And they found him a woman. She brought Vaseline and soap. Well, it started out exciting, but it ended up ho-hum. She said, I thought that you could take me all the way to kingdom come. When all was said and done, you were just another one, Grandpa.
sells hot sermons and cold wars through the mails. While Mr. Big is selling out, his business never fails. And King Kennedy, like Chaucer's chasing Canterbury tales. And though my brain is still a virgin, the rest of me's well done. Don't you know we're all just travelers on the road to kingdom come? I'm just another one. When all is said and done, yeah, just another one. And the smoke witch says wahoo, and the wise man says me too, and the guru says wazoo. So do what you do.
I got the news today that you refused to play, 'cause you never made number one. But it's not just the words, it's the deeds that are heard when all is said and done. You know the kings take their crowns, they melt them all down, trying to get the gold out. You went to hell, and even when you weren't sailing, you never ever sold out. You weren't no leader, you were more like a bleeder who was trying to cry for us all. You weren't no sage, but your sense of outrage sounded like a trumpet call. 15 years ago in the old folky show, you were just one voice in the crowd. But now with so few singing, your voice would have been ringing out about twice as loud. There but for fortune, say a small circle of friends, some may see the changes, so few see the ends. The pleasures of the harbor have come to you at last. You may not be marching anymore, but the parade's still going past. We're not taking the blame that we killed you. You know you did that to yourself. But it's kind of a shame that you played that game. You were better than anyone else. One shot of your bottle got you full throttled. It's the friend that was always there. But your greatest gift and the curse you live with was that you could always care. There but for fortune, say a small circle of friends, some may see the changes, so few see the ends. The pleasures of the harbor have come to you at last. You may not be marching anymore, but the parade's still going past.
Boy, what an underrated song. Harry Chapin, from his album Road to Kingdom Come, his tribute to Phil Oakes called The Parade Still Going Past. In that, those of you who are not Phil Oakes freaks, and those of you who are, would notice that in the chorus, it's just a listing of Phil Oakes' songs. There But for Fortune, Go, A Small Circle of Friends, Some Men See the Changes, Others See the End. The Pleasures of the Harbor have come to you at last. You may not be marching anymore, but the parade's still going past. That's a great song. Great song. Of course, Phil Oakes, very tragic. There was an American Masters thing on him on public television about 8 months ago. And a very, very tragic, very sensitive man who, towards the end, developed quite the complex. Didn't quite know where he was. Didn't quite know where he wanted to be. Tom Paxton told me one time that Phil Oakes' biggest dream was to stand on the stage of the Ed Sullivan Show in a sequined Elvis Presley suit and sing songs about Che Guevara. And that's a pretty accurate picture, actually. Changed his name to John Train towards the end and hung himself in 1976. So that's what Harry Chapin's song is all about. Phil Oakes, you know, we didn't kill you, you did that to yourself. But why'd you play that game, Phil? Good writer. We should do something about Phil Oakes pretty quick again. All righty, Harry Chapin from his album The Road to Kingdom Come. And this is another one from Jake. Jake. He's made two recordings of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and this is his second one. And, of course, something about that song on the ukulele, you know, there's that fella that died from Hawaii who did a wonderful recording and sang it and everything just on the ukulele. Can't think of his name right off the bat. But it's reached in that particular recording has really, really gotten out there. A lot of people use that at weddings and all kinds of stuff. This was an orchestrated version with the ukulele. Pretty good stuff. Jake Shibakamura. And that's how that goes. Alrighty. In the next hour, we're running a radio program, an old radio program that was done in the 50s. English, well, he did Scottish material, and it was mainly thought of as a Scot by a lot of folks in America who didn't know. But Ewan McCall, who was actually an Englishman, did a series of radio programs for the BBC on the working class, and on the traveling people, and on the fishermen, and on the road builders. And one of the ones he did was on the Big Hewer, the legend of the Big Hewer, the coal miner, the legend that no one is very tangible but intangible, very fragile, very ethereal, that no one really knew whether it existed or not, called The Big Hewer is the radio program. And it's basically all about coal mining, which is a historical thing now in Great Britain. Most of the coal mines are closed, and the government doesn't subsidize them anymore like it did. That was a Thatcher thing. And a lot of folks around South Yorkshire and Durham and South Wales and all these places were out of jobs. Anyway, this comes from the 50s when this was still in its heyday, this program. And we're going to air that. And I'm telling you that now because we won't have time to actually do much of an intro. It's a wonderful program with lots of cool music. Louis Killen and A.L. Lloyd and Ewan McCall. And it's amazing. You're going to love it. But lots of interviews with coal miners and stuff. And, of course, it's about the past. That's what folk music's all about, isn't it? Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back for lots more music and lots more information. You hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
The time is 1 minute before 12 noon, and we have two more hours ahead of Inland Folk with Dan Marr. I'm Bruce Bradbury at Northwest Public Radio. Support for our programming comes from the Dayton Chamber of Commerce, where local and other specialty ingredients are celebrated in the cuisine and reflected in the art. From handcrafted honey wines and beer to European chocolate, Dayton Chamber of Commerce, expect the unexpected. Details at historicdayton.com.
Support for Northwest Public Radio comes from McCall Music Society and Summerfest, August 2nd through 11th. 10 days of classical and jazz performances hosted at venues throughout McCall and Cascade, including Shore Lodge and Cascade's historic Roxy Theater. More information at mccallmusicsociety.org.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.